Tonight's high school football presentation is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game.
High school football live on WKHM. And online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
And good evening. Welcome to week two of the high school football playoffs on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratch for Josh Ankrell tonight. A few minutes late because Riverview Gabriel Richard, I think their bus driver hit a deer and they were late arriving. They got here just, Tom, about 20 minutes ago.
Well, that I-94 traffic, as everybody knows, is awful through Ann Arbor, and they evidently either had some bad traffic or didn't plan enough for it and should have been here.
I'd say bad planning.
Yeah, Herb graciously agreed to, they didn't need to. This game could start right at 7 o'clock by the association rules, but he gave an extra, it's going to be about seven more minutes, so I think kickoff will be around 7:07 tonight. And that's just, it's actually some pretty good sportsmanship on the Titans' part to do that, because I don't, they really didn't need to. And Riverview Richard shows up tonight out of the Detroit Catholic League. They're in that intersectional division where they won their division with a 3-0 record. That league has only got four schools in it, and they were able to beat all three of them: Allen Park, St. Francis, Cabrini. Macomb Lutheran North is in that Catholic League, as is Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett. So you've only got, that's a sign of the times, too. There's only two Catholic schools in a four-team Catholic league, the intersectional number one. So they were able to win that league with a 3-0 record. It's not going to be Homer. You know, Homer came in playing all Class C schools all season long. And these kids, the pioneers of Riverview, Father Gabriel Richard, has played a whole bunch. They played essentially a Class B schedule. And as we said earlier, Greg, you know, anybody that beats Clinton,
well,
is
holds
gonna
them
be
to
good.
14. That right. Was the amazing thing. Clinton has scored 500 points now.
Yeah, so it's going to be somebody to be reckoned with. As you can watch them warm up now, they really do look good. They're pretty good sized kids, as opposed to Homer coming in out of the Big Eight. You know, you can't disparage the Big Eight because Reading is so good, but these kids look quite a bit more legitimate.
Greg Marshall to
me. Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's, you know, with the white uniform and the red number and the black helmet, yeah, they actually do look like Marshall. So that's a pretty good comparison. And, you know, they don't have much playoff history. The last two seasons they were in the playoffs, they got knocked out by Madison Heights Madison, which there's no shame in that.
Yeah, good program.
The Titans have played them before. This is the second game in the series. Lumen Christi played them back in 1999 in the Division V pre-district. The Titans won that back in 99, 42-7, and it was the very first playoff game Riverview Father Gabriel Richard had ever played. It took them until 1999 to make the playoffs, and that was back in Division V. Of course, now both schools are in Division VII.
Take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We're still probably about 8 minutes or so away from the kickoff, a little late tonight. We will kick off just shortly after 7 o'clock tonight on WKHM. Around the world, they're listening on WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Back at Lumen Christi again, late arrival for Riverview tonight, so the game delayed just a couple minutes here. as we roll toward the opening kickoff. Beautiful night for football.
It's
no precipitation.
Yeah, it is nice. The wind has completely basically died down except when the door of this press box gets open and it creates a vacuum from this window through the door.
Keep that thing locked.
But other than that, it's going to look like game time temperatures, 30 degrees. It could be way worse. It could be snowing. If you remember the game a year ago tonight, maybe it was next week when Blissfield was here, there was snow all over the place. It started out. It was cold. It was nasty. And this is going to be a good, clear, crisp evening for this district final.
So the Titans 9-0, Tom, and they certainly were not challenged last week.
Well, no, poor Homer came in, and you just kind of knew that that was going to happen. This will be a different situation here tonight. And the one thing that concerns me is Lumen Christi really hasn't had a close game since the first, basically since the Marshall game.
Well, the Coldwater game and Hackett was about it, really.
Well, Kalamazoo United and Western was good and close for a long time. It was only 22-7. The Coldwater game was close in Game 3. Northwest Game 4 was a blowout, and Game 5 was Marshall. But other than that, the last three games and the first playoff game in the pre-district were basically, you know, no contest. So, you know, the Titans have won 32 straight games. Their last loss was back in 2017, early the second game of the season. At home here at James C. Crowley Memorial Field against Harper Creek, you remember that when we were here, they got beat 22-21. And since then, they've rattled off 32 straight wins, including 16 straight. That's an astronomical number, 16 straight playoff wins. Yeah, and that doesn't happen very often. The last playoff loss was that night in Clinton. While we were sitting in the front seat of my Lincoln on that hill.
That's amazing.
Getting unplugged by those Clinton guys every couple every couple minutes. And our guys, Jimmy Sambear and his dad, went over and plugged us back in constantly. And it was kind of a mess. But a lot of things have happened since then. The Titans now in their 29th playoff season, and that's just an astronomical figure, too. 29 times in the playoffs out of only 45 years the playoffs have been held, including the last 22.
Take a three-minute break here in the free game, and we'll come back. We'll be just about ready to kick it off with Riverview, Gabriel Richard, Lumen Christi, week two of the Division 7 playoffs on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And we are underway here at Lumen Christi. Squibb kick picked up over the 30, 35. Good field position, 37-yard line. For Riverview Gabriel on the Salazar ground ball punt right down the middle.
Looks like Riley Aker at the bottom of the pile for the Titans is just a bouncing kick to Nate Palumbo from Riverview. Father Gabriel Richard, gang tackling by the Titans, and Richard takes over first and 10 at their own 38.
The referee, Ralph King's the umpire. Todd Golan is the lineman. Headlines
is Steve
West, and back judge
is Rob Garbelin. Joe Wisniewski is the quarterback. The junior out of the gun hands it off. And a run out to maybe the 40, just 2 yards on first down. And big Keegan Smith was right there with Matt Saunders.
Yep, Cole Simpson also number 14 at the bottom of that pile. Just an off-tackle play for going to give him 2 yards on that. Sets up second and 8.
Michael Holsklaw, Nathan Palumbo are the running backs. The wideouts are Nick Shiskowski and Quinn Hess. Tight end Matt Mackey. We'll see Drew Dyack in the backfield as well for Riverview. Second down and 8. Quarterback runs out of the gun, and he gets a couple yards. 42-yard line.
It looked like a straight run off right tackle by quarterback Joe Wisniewski. And there was no option whatsoever. Wisniewski just off the right side. Give him about just another 2 yards. Sets up third and 6.
Third down and about 6 for Riverview. coached by Tom Michelson, and he sends a play in on third down. Titans on defense going from your left to your right on your 970 dial. Wides on both sides. And they go out of the short gun. Man in motion. Wisniewski back to throw, and he fires. And that's incomplete. Excellent coverage by Lumen.
Yeah, Basil Hampton was over there on the intended receiver. Jack Kelly rolled over the top. Brody Dalton was there. Jason Bradley was there.
Tried to hit Drew Dyack over there.
I tell you what we just saw, and I haven't seen all year, is that center, John Mastro Giacomo, just absolutely zips that shotgun snap back to the quarterback, Wisniewski. And he needed it because you have that ball lollygag back there and you give the Titans all kinds of time to get to him.
Yeah, you need that extra second or so. Here's the kick on fourth. Good kick. A spiral, but it goes sideways and will trickle out of bounds at the 23-yard line.
So a nice job on the first defensive series for the Titans. They'll take over after holding Riverview Father Gabriel Richard on a series of downs. 10:07 to go in the first quarter, no score. Father Gabriel Richard at Lumen Christi.
And here comes Brendan Wilson with Walker play, Johnny Teachout. Up front, Tommy Putman, Joey Papirski, Dalton Hart, Keegan Smith, Jelani Harbor, two tight ends, Ross Jerva, Matt Saunders, and we'll see Caleb Boyce, Jack Kelly, Caden Bashinsky as receivers throughout the game. Plate the tailback from the 23. Look at the defense. They've got eight in the box. They pitch to play. And couldn't break that tackle. Outstanding play out of the up the defensive end, Michael Holzclaw. That was a great tackle.
Yeah, it was, 23 Holzclaw. Somebody had to chip him, and they were unable to get a helmet on him. So just a gain of about two on first down for Walker Plate off the right side.
Most of these guys are going both ways for Riverview. And a good amount for Lumen as well. But Riverview's got about nine guys going both ways. And they are really in tight playing the run. And Plate dives out to maybe the 29. And Palumbo, it'll bring up a third down and four.
I think number 40, Nate Palumbo, was in on that tackle. An unassisted tackle, which you don't see very often. Sets up third and four for the Titans.
This defense just had an amazing game last week against Clinton, who had put up about 8,000 points, and they held him to 14. Lumen out quickly, the pitch to play. Turns that corner, he's got a first down. He's over the 40, and he's shoved out of bounds about the 43-yard line.
Just a toss sweep to the left, and the Titans got up to the line of scrimmage real tight. That drew the Pioneers of Father Gabriel Richard real tight, and they were able to somehow get that edge and get a very nice run for Plate and a first down up that left side.
Well, that's the bread and butter play for the Titans, that and that fullback trap. Those are plays one and two in the playbook. First down Lumen from their own 42-yard line. They eventually set it. Power eye. And Plate's up to the, he drags tacklers to the 45-yard line. That was a hard-earned 3 yards.
And in case anybody was wondering, these guys are legitimate. This
good defense early, yeah, for Riverview.
And it's going to be difficult to probably pull that fullback trap with all those kids up front. However, you can run that slip, that real quick dive. And once you get just a half of a step, if you can get a crease, you can go the distance at any time.
Or a play like this, you do a little play action and somehow that receiver is wide open. Lumen shifts into the eye this time. And there's a pitch to Plate. Hit in the backfield. Wow, all over Plate. He lost 4 yards back to the 41-yard line.
Don't see that very often. Penetration again by the Pioneers defense has caused Lumen Christie a little bit of trouble here in the first few plays.
Ethan Mihal was in the backfield. Where did he come from? And they put it right back at the line of scrimmage. And let's go third and 10. And here's a flag.
There's a flag on the play. Illegal substitution against the Titans.
I think they got 12 guys on the field.
Well, they have 12 on the field.
Yeah.
That would be an illegal participation.
So the extra guy just came off. That was 33, Johnny Teach out.
Third down and 15 for...
Now two in, two out.
Third and 15, they spot it back at the 37. First series for Lumen. Dalton Hart over the football for the senior, Brendan Wilson. And he's back to pass. They run the draw to play. 35-40, 45-50, 40! And he's all the way down to the Riverview 33-yard line.
Well, sprinter speed.
We got a flag back
here.
Yeah,
we got two flags, and they're both thrown right at the
They're going to bring it back.
At the Gabriel Richard 45. Man, what a good play right there on that little draw.
Boy, no reason to do anything down there. Plate already had the first down. This came after plate was
well past,
way downfield.
Yeah, it was well past that spot.
And that will walk it back to the 45-yard line. And it'll be third down again, third and 8. Plate got about 25 on that run, and that is negated. And Wilson. Trying to bark him offside. Riverview not buying it.
Timeout, Lumen Christie.
And Lumen has to take a timeout. So, real spotty series here for Lumen. As they had 12 on the field one play, and they had to force to take a timeout there.
And they let, and uncharacteristically, the offensive line has allowed penetration by the Pioneers.
Exactly. That's more concerning.
Right. That is, maybe it's one of those where at the beginning of the game they're trying to find out what's going to work and what isn't. But
sure.
It might be time here very shortly to go back to basics, run behind your best players, and maybe quit shifting around all the time and, you know, just kind of simplify it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like trying to bark them off in the first quarter, first series. I don't know if that shows a lot of confidence in what you're doing. And very excellent discipline by Riverview.
Right, and the fact that you couldn't bark them off, you're trying to neutralize their aggressiveness.
Their quickness, too,
yeah,
at the ball.
Yeah, and, you know, In case you thought they were cheating the snap, they're not. They're reading their men.
Two tights. Kelly in motion. Wilson rolls right, looks. Flips it out here wide open and couldn't hit Saunders. Saunders was behind everybody. And you just got to hit that pass.
Yeah, Brendan Wilson was under extreme pressure. He was able to elude that defender. He was running to his right, and I always like that when you roll to your right. But he just overthrew Saunders by about a stride.
Yeah, Saunders wide open at the 35. Could not lay it up for him and let him run under it.
Can't remember the last time the Titans punted in the first quarter.
Boy, it's been a long time. In fact, Dalton has punted 12 times all year. All year. And he's lucky that wasn't blocked.
He got bumped.
And they threw a flag.
Yeah, he got bumped.
This turns out to be a great punt inside the 10.
Ball is down at about the 10-yard line. There is a flag on the play.
He was barely touched.
But he was.
But he was touched.
Running into the kicker.
Two men from Gabriel Richard were there. One of them, I think it was 35, did run. walked into them. I don't want to say ran into them.
They barely bumped them. Now Lumen will have like a fourth and they can take the play over and have a fourth and two. It's a 5 yard. Or let Riverview try it down here inside their own 10.
So they would have the ball right smack dab on the 50 if they elected.
I think he's going to take the punt.
Nope, they're going to put the ball at the 50.
Oh, okay.
That'll set up fourth and two.
And about two.
Well, first of all, Dalton was extremely lucky that he was not blocked.
He was awful slow getting rid of it. The snap was pretty good, but it, as you mentioned, he hasn't punted in a month.
12 times all year. And now it's fourth and really less than two from the 50. This will be interesting. They give it to play. And he's right at the stick.
Got it.
Right at the stick. It looks like he's got the first down, and he does.
Power eye right dive off that right side at three behind, I think Keegan Smith's on that side with Saunders, and they open that up just enough for Walker Plate to get that first down.
Yeah, he got that by about a foot to the 48-yard line of Gabriel.
6 minutes to go in the first half. No score. Father Gabriel Richard at Lumen Christi.
Johnny Teachout is buried at the line of scrimmage, the fullback.
Yeah, now that's concerning because if you can't get that play.
Boy, that's some great defense interior-wise.
Yeah, because that's been the one go-to that the Titans have had all season is that. That fullback dive just off the right side.
And just about no gain there. He got about a half yard.
Five interior linemen, now six interior linemen up real, real tight.
Wilson out of the gun. Back to throw it. Down the middle. And that is knocked away.
He got slammed to the turf, Brendan Wilson did, by that defender. That's borderline. That's number 18, Ethan Mihal. That's borderline. What's the too aggressive? What am I looking for?
Roughing the quarterback.
Yeah.
But they're lucky they didn't get that pass picked off by Shiskowski.
Unnecessary roughness is what I was trying to say.
Kind of the
he
same thing.
He spiked him. His head bounced into the AstroTurf when he got tackled.
Well, the official is right there, and that's the guy that called the roughing the kicker when Dalton barely got touched. Third down. 9.5. Wilson rolling, looking and throwing. That's caught. And that'll be a first down, Lumen Christi, 31-yard line. Cooper Keen.
Sophomore Cooper Keen with a nice catch over here in the right slot. A great throw by senior quarterback Brendan Wilson after he got smoked the previous play after he threw the pass, got back up from the turf, rolled to his right, and threw a strike to Keen.
Good job by Wilson there. And that's another of Lumen's all-time favorite plays, that about 12-yard dig where you come back to the quarterback and many times wide open. Here's Plate. He scoots off the left side. There he goes. 10-5 touchdown. Walker Plate. 31 yards. Lumen Christi touchdown.
Somebody lost their helmet. What a play. 31 yards. Walker Plate. Gabriel Richard got a little bit greedy. They came off the edge, and once you did that, you're a man short defensively, and there was good blocking on the left side. Plate was able to slice just inside that crashing defender, and once he was there, once he left, the spot was vacated. 31 yards, almost untouched for the score.
Snap good, and Kevin Salazar really been kicking well the last couple weeks. That was right down the middle, 7-0. And we're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Here we go. Lumen's kick picked up at the 10-yard line and the run back 20. Big hit. The 20-yard line spins out to the 22. Number 10.
Well, Hunter Richmond was 62, and then 10 is Griffin Dancer. And they were able to. Brendan Daly is the one that the spotter for the press box has given the tackle to. But all three of those kids were there. So good job by the special teams again. Titans.
You're showing a lot of trust in that spotter in the press box, Tom. By the way, that Walker Plate touchdown was brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. First and 10. Quarterback Wisniewski is going to run, and he's slammed down at the line of scrimmage. Going nowhere. Keegan Smith right there.
I'll give Adler the benefit of the doubt. He does have binoculars over there. We don't.
All right.
But I had 62 making the first hit, and you had number 10 making the first hit, so we're going to give it to all three, Daly, Dancer, and Richmond. But a good
second
play,
down and 10.
Yeah, good play there against quarterback Wisniewski. The Titans held him to no gain on that quarterback run. Now it's second and 10.
Holsklaw in the backfield. Wisniewski's going to throw it, and he fires, caught. Perfect strike at the 35-yard line to the 38.
Well, he threw a bullet on that deep slant pass to number 19, Robbie Henderson. So Wisniewski to Henderson, a nice play on second and 10 for a first down. Cole Simpson gets credited with the tackle for the Titans. 3:30 to go in the first quarter, and it's Lumen Christi 7, Father Gabriel Richard nothing.
Well, I go all the way back to Western. We kept saying, how come Western does not use the center of the field? All their passes are to the sideline. Hand off to Holsklaw, and he's hit. He gets a couple yards out over the 40-yard line.
Saunders and Brody Dalton on the tackle.
Holsklaw, junior. Wisniewski, a junior in that backfield. Shiskowski is a sophomore. And Dyack, who they threw to earlier, is also a junior. So they have two starters in the offensive line that are juniors. So it's a fairly young Riverview Gabriel operation here. Second and 8. And Joe Wisniewski throws it out in the flat, and that goes absolutely nowhere to Quinn Hess.
Yeah, that flat pass to Hess. I think that was Basil Hampton, Jack Kelly over there. They tackled him immediately. So nothing doing on that. Sets up third down and 10.
Titans lead 7-0 here on a 31-yard TD scamper by Walker Plate for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. Third down and 10, Riverview. Back to throw it, Wisniewski has time. Down the sideline, no prayer. Incomplete, fourth down.
Basil Hampton ran stride for stride with the intended receiver. I think that was 11, Quinn Hess.
That was Hess. And but outstanding coverage by Hampton.
Yeah, and the Titans also had a safety deep. I think Jack Kelly was back there with them, and you always need a safety, especially if somebody can throw like this. So Kelly stays back to catch the punt along with Cole Simpson, the sophomore.
Here's the kick. This one's end over ender, and it hits it around the 35. They'll kill it at the 29-yard line. First down, Lumen at their own 29, and they lead 7-0 as we wind down this first quarter on WKHM. Action brought to you by Fuller's Chem-Dry, Jackson Catholic Schools, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, West End Farm to Table, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and the Craft Agency, part of our group here on 970 and 101.5. And here's Walker played. Oh, he popped through, and if he maintained his balance there, there was nobody out in the secondary. Shoelace tackle tripped him up at the 35-yard line. Pickup of six. He was a shoelace from going 71 yards there. Time out of town.
Yeah, over at Chelsea, Coldwater and Chelsea are tied at 7 with 11:49 to go in the second quarter.
Of course, we're keeping our eye on that Schoolcraft-Lawton game. Winner will play that winner. Here's Plate. Great job by the offensive line. Plate shot out of a cannon. 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Touchdown, Walker Plate. 65-yard touchdown run for Walker Plate.
Well, there's his sprinter. That's his sprinter speed and a good punch out by that offensive line up front.
Tom, they pulled two and just got a gaping hole.
And again, when you can neutralize the aggressiveness of Gabriel Richard by those sorts of plays, and they've certainly got that straightened out where they had some issues earlier in this first quarter. So two first quarter touchdowns here for Walker Plate.
Good job by Jack Kelly to get that snap down. The kick is up and good by Kevin Salazar. Late in the first quarter, Lumen 14, Riverview nothing. Back in 30 seconds on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
That touchdown scamper by Walker Plate. Another Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. Oh, they scooped the ball up, but he was on his knee. We saw that last week. That was Ethan Meehl. So they blew it right dead at the 22-yard line or so. Time out of town.
Yeah, rough start for Grass Lake. 8:41 to go in the second quarter. It's Onstead 14, Grass Lake nothing. Onstead 14, Grass Lake nothing.
That's on K105.3. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on that call. Boy, and is this a big series for Riverview if they want to hang in the game. They give it off to Holtzclaw, and he gets a yard maybe. Brody Dalton for Lumen. Time out of town.
And at the end of the first quarter in the game, the winner of this one will play. It is Schoolcraft 13, Lawton 3. End of the first quarter.
Second down and 9 for Gabriel Richard. They spread the field with four wideouts here. And the junior quarterback out of the shotgun. Play action fake. He throws it long, and that's nowhere near Quinn Hess. Closest player there was Jason Bradley. As we're down to just 3 seconds left here in the quarter. Titans up 14-0. Two long touchdown runs by Walker Plate. What else is new? So he has over 100 yards easily here in the first quarter. Last play of the quarter coming up, they go into the exact same set. And Wisniewski back to throw. They want a little screen, and he can't hit his man. Great coverage. Riley Aker was right there. Had they completed the pass, it would have been a loss of yardage. So probably good that he overthrew him there, and that ends the quarter. And right now it's all Lumen 14-0 after the first, and we're back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We're underway here in the second quarter. Riverview had to punt on fourth and long, and they got a great roll right down the sideline to the Lumen 36-yard line. But Lumen offense back in business, and boy, they found a couple cracks in the Riverview defense the last two times. A killer for Riverview is that running into the kicker. And I think that took a little starch out of that football team. 35-yard line. Wilson back to throw. Wide open down the middle, caught. 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Lumen.
Ross
Jerva was wide open on the play action. In fact, Wilson could have picked out three receivers who were running totally alone in the secondary.
And again, Riverview Richard pays for their over-aggressiveness against the run. Brendan Wilson drills Ross Jerva, 64-yard touchdown pass. Now with 11:35 to go in the second quarter, it's Lumen Christi 20, Riverview Father Gabriel Richard nothing.
Kick is up and good by Kevin Salazar. 21-0 Lumen Christi is really rolling here. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Wow, pretty explosive. And here comes Riverview on the run back of the kick. And they get it out over the 35, 6, 7-yard line. They'll start first down there at the 37. But they're down 21-0.
Fitzpatrick and Ralph Golden on the stop for the Titans.
That was about a 65, 66-yard, 64-yard touchdown pass to Jerva. Jerva just went down the seam right down the middle, and there was nobody. It was 3-on-1. Lumen had three receivers out in the pattern, and there was one defender back for Father Richard. They have a first and 10 again. Give it to Holzclaw, and he gets out over the 40.
The force man missed the tackle. I think it was Simpson, but he did alter Holzclaw's pattern on that play. Bumped him a couple steps to the outside where the cornerback over there was able to make that tackle.
It took a long seven.
4 yards, second down and six. Matt Saunders comes out of the lineup on defense. We're just underway here in the second, 21-0. Wisniewski wide open, caught at the 50, 45, 44-yard line. There's that pass to the tight end right over the middle.
Yeah, who's that, 19?
Henderson.
Yeah, Robbie Henderson's a common target for him.
Yeah, he just went down about 15 yards, turned around. The ball was right there. And
Titans, they look
beat the zone coverage.
Yeah, and it looks like they're playing zone instead of man-to-man. There are two safeties, which I think is a wise move.
Omnisource, Seymour Ford Lincoln. Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, orthopedic rehab specialist, part of our group here. First down They pitch to Holzkla, and he is hit. Cole Simpson, the sophomore, up to make the stop.
Well, Joe and Tony Panici have sent Simpson the last couple of times on the Titans' right side, and he has sliced through there and made plays. That time he did make the tackle and set Riverview Richard back on a loss of three.
Second and 13 on the outstanding defensive play by the sophomore. And Wisniewski out of the gun, and he rolls right looking. Being chased, he's hit and throws incomplete. Brody Dalton right in the face of Wisniewski. Third down and 13.
Remember, let's go with the guys with binoculars.
Wisniewski is under center. Holzkla, the running back. They have not given it to Palumbo at all tonight. And this has been LaFleur in the backfield.
I could have swore he wanted to throw that. They had three receivers deep in that pattern. They
sure
wouldn't have sent those kids if he. But there was no way in the world once Michael Holzkla got that ball on the toss sweep.
Yeah, it was going to be a halfback pass.
Yeah, and they were on him immediately. So the Titans, good job defensively after giving up that first down to across midfield.
Fourth and 21. There's the kick. No fair catch. Simpson fumbles it.
Well, Simpson tried to catch it on the run. That's tough to do.
Well,
first down, he did
call for it.
He did recover it.
You just can't make that mistake. You can tonight when you're leading 21-0, but a close ball game, that will kill you. Out of town, Tom.
Yeah, the winner tonight will play the Schoolcraft Lawton winner. End of the first, Schoolcraft 13, Lawton 3. Pawama Westphalia leads Kent City 20-0. We mentioned Onsted leads Grass Lake 14-0. If that holds, Onsted will play the winner of Hillsdale and Constantine, and Hillsdale has a 7-0 lead over Constantine.
Johnny Teachout on first down. Gets a positive carry. Just his second touch of the night. But he gets about 4 yards. Out to the 38.
Also, at last check, Coldwater Chelsea, it was tied at 7 early in the second quarter. Pawpaw has a 7-0 lead over Marshall. And Kalamazoo United leads Hopkins 15-14 at the end of the first quarter.
Second down, we'll call it 6 here. Lumen shifts, plate the running back. Brody Dalton's out there at a kind of a slot receiver. They throw wide open again. Jerva, 40. 30, hit from behind. First down, Lumen to the 25-yard line.
Brendan Wilson is just throwing the ball absolutely he's putting it on a dime. Again, Ross Jerva right on those numbers on that 2-0 at his chest. So a good play there by the Titans. 7 minutes and 7:30 to go in the first half. It's Lumen Christi 21 and Father Gabriel Richard nothing. Titans on the march.
First down, they put it at the 26. Power Eye now in the backfield with plate. About 7 yards off the ball. They give it to Teachout up the middle. And Big Johnny just runs over.
And I'm not
tackler down to the 20.
I think that was – he sent Aker in motion on that off the power eye, and I think it was just a slip, just a real quick dive to teach out. There's really not enough time to trap that because of the way Father Richard is playing that, but that's 5 yards on first down, almost 6 yards on first. Right up the gut. That's a win every single time.
Yeah, Dalton Hart was 10 yards downfield.
And this power eye is a balanced line. It's not unbalanced.
Two tight ends, Aker in motion. They pitch to Plate. Plate shakes a couple tackles. What a run by Plate. He's still going. Inside the 10, first and goal, Lumen Christi.
Well, Gabriel Richard is overplaying that, and they're sending that force man, but he missed. Plate just slid inside of him, and then the Titans had great blocking. And then after Plate got about 8-10 yards, he dragged another three Pioneers all the way down to the 10-yard line.
And we have an injury timeout on the field. One of the Gabriel Richard players down at the 10. Let's take a 1 minute break here. 21-0, and Lumen has goal to go inside the 10. And we'll be right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Middle linebacker Carson Solers. He's another junior for Riverview. Gabriel was the player shaken up, but eventually they scraped him up, and he was able to walk off the field under his own power and looked like he was okay. After that, what a run by Plate. This is Teachout up the middle, touchdown. Johnny Teachout, 9 yards, 27-0 Lumen.
66-yard 5-play drive for the Titans.
I couldn't see this happening after those first that first half of the first quarter.
Yeah, right now this is Homer revisited.
Well, they're better than Homer. They're
well, they are, but
they're better. It's just things have a tendency to unravel. The Titans do have some pretty good weapons, and the least weapon that anybody talks about is the throwing of Brendan Wilson.
Kick by Salazar, up and good. 28-0, Lumen Christi. Back in 30 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Kevin Salazar has it teed up again for Lumen. They're up 28-0. Low kick, one of the up men rolls it out over the 40, the 43-yard line. And that was Josh McBain. Josh McBain, 43-yard line, good field position for Riverview. But
first down for Riverview at their own 40.
They're not worried about field position. They would like to get a first down here. I think they have two in the first half. And they're down four touchdowns. 28-0. Quarterback's Joe Wisniewski, and he's back to throw again. And that is dropped. Should have been caught at the 50. Was that Hess?
40, no. Yeah, it's 41, Ivan Hernandez. Hernandez hooked up at about 6 yards, and Wisniewski threw it right on his chest. He's got to catch that.
Chunky Willis has entered the lineup for Lumen.
Kind of been battling injuries all season. He's over there on that right defensive end.
Wally Gilbert's in there with Keegan Smith.
Wally's done a good job all year replacing Keegan.
Yeah, very capable replacement in that defensive line. Wisniewski back to throw it. Rush on, he throws. Outstanding catch down inside the 40-yard line to the 35.
Henderson got inside Basil Hampton without any help over the middle that time.
Robbie Henderson.
Not an awful lot you can do because Wisniewski just threw a strike, a bullet to Henderson.
Chunky out, Ralph Golden in, the freshman, playing at the DN for Lumen. First down, Riverview Gabriel at the Titan 35 after that wonderful catch by Robbie Henderson. And they go trips to the far side of the field. No sacks yet for Lumen. Here they come over the middle. That's caught. And that's down near the 25-yard line.
Pretty
real good coverage by Cole Simpson.
Nick Huser, and that was a pretty good, again, a play there. There is a little opening. Same thing just to the left side this time that they ran to the right to Henderson. Cole Simpson made the tackle immediately, but it is a first down. Deep and tight in territory now. 4:30 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads 28-0.
Same formation with three wide receivers far side of the field. Wisniewski fires down the other sideline, and that's they call interference. That ball was way overthrown and way out of bounds.
Of course, that has nothing to do with
that. That has nothing to do with that. There was a bump there, but that'll be a 15-yard walk-off against the Titans.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the rule. There's no bearing on whether the pass was catchable or not.
Going to be half the distance in the first down.
And they'll trot that down to the 13-yard line.
First down to the 13-yard line.
Riverview trying to spoil the shutout here before halftime. It's 28-0 Lumen Christi. So they get the interference call in the first down at the 13. Quarterback's going to run it. And, he is hit. Wally Gilbert just nailed him.
Oh, Gilbert did. And Wisniewski was hit pretty hard. Brody Dalton, the junior linebacker, he's going to have the tackle, but man, did Gilbert hit him. Pretty good play there by the Titan defense. Sets up 2nd and 9. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads 28-0.
12-yard line. Wisniewski got about a yard out of that. And he took a shot to get a yard. Shiskowski in the backfield now with the quarterback. He looks, and that's incomplete, corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Hampton.
Hampton on the coverage for the Titans brings up third down.
On big Robbie Henderson. Got some size, probably 6'3", 6'4". Third down and 9. From the Lumen 12-yard line, Titans lead 28-0 as we roll toward halftime. Wisniewski back to throw, has some time and throws. That's caught, touchdown. Nick Huser, there's two receivers there.
Wisniewski threw a bullet, and Huser was there. I think he was the intended receiver. 9 yards maybe on that. I don't know, Ty, I can't tell you. 11 yards on that touchdown pass. So we're down to 3:08 to go in the first half, and it's 28-6.
Plenty of time for Lumen. Here's the extra point, And that kick is up and good. 28-7. 30-second timeout. We're right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Looming Christie. Hernandez kicking off. Ivan Yvonne Hernandez. And that's run back by Simpson. 20, 25. Good run back, 30. 35-yard line, Cole Simpson. Very impressive sophomore for the Titans. Good field position for Lumen at the 35-yard line. GOC Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell. Well, Titans have had some very explosive plays in this first half, so they have proved they can score from anywhere, and they're 65 yards away now. Saunders in motion. They pitch to Plate. Plate is tripped up in the backfield.
So they came from a different spot. That time it was Ethan Mihal came from the inside. They had been pressuring from the outside. The Titans had figured that out. So to counterattack that, Mihal came from the inside and just got a hand on Plate's leg and tripped him up.
Mihal playing linebacker, very quick into the backfield.
I'd say he's a good-looking football player.
Second down and 11. Rare loss of yardage for Walker Plate. Caleb Boyce and Jack Kelly are split on the second and 11. Here's Plate up the middle. 43-yard line. Good run there. 8 yards on second down. Bring up a third and three. Offensive line, Putman, Papirski, Hart, Smith, and Harbor. As we hit 8 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. Ball's at the Lumen 42. Herb Brogan sends the play in. And he likely got it from Sean Brogan. Power eye in the backfield. Everybody into it. Looks like a goal line play. And Plate breaks away. Got over the 45 to the 47.
Looked like Robbie Henderson, Henderson over on their left side just got a grip on Walker's legs. He still gets the first down. A minute and 30 seconds left in the first half. Titans lead 28-7, but they got the ball very near midfield now at a first and 10.
Yeah, watch this play here on first down. Plate the lone running back on first play action. Wilson throws, got Saunders there and missed him. Saunders was running open at the 30 and the pass was a little too wide that time. There was
just a little,
at least some defense out there for Gabriel Richard.
Maybe if it could have been thrown a little bit sooner. So second and 10, a minute and three to go in the first half. Titans moved.
I don't know if they were set, Tom.
Yeah, they moved.
And that'll cost Lumen five.
That ball legal proceeds against the Titans. That's a 5 yard penalty mark off.
Bring up a second and 15. Again, 28-7. Gabriel Richard has just scored to trim Lumen's 28-0 lead. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. County National Bank, American Title Company, Elrose Steel, Able Heating and Cooling.
Well, Greg, it looks like it's going to be Lawton. It's still not even halftime, but it's about like this one. I'm sorry, Schoolcraft.
Yeah.
Schoolcraft leads Lawton 34-10, and there's 5 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the first half. So Schoolcraft leads Lawton 34-10. That winner plays this one. We have a minute and one left in the first half. It's Lumen Christi 28 and Riverview Father Gabriel Richard 7. I'll go around. Pawama Westphalia in Division 7 had a 20-0 lead against Kent City. In Division 6, in our game over on 105-3, Onstead has a 21-0 lead over Grass Lake. Looks like Onstead will go on to play the winner of this one. It's halftime where Hillsdale leads Constantine 13-7. Grand Rapids Catholic Central leads Sparta 13-6 at the half, and Kalamazoo United leads Hopkins 15-14.
Pitch to plate, breaks a tackle, almost sprung away, got over the 50-yard line into Riverview territory at the 49. We'll bring up a 3rd and 5.
And they kept him in bounds, so the clock continues to run. Titans did just take a timeout, 41.6 seconds left in the first half.
Take a break, quick one. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Lumen up 28-7 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Lumen Christi will have a 3rd down and 6. 41 seconds left till halftime. Give it to Plate. Plate is close to a first down. Looks like he might have it. It's very close. Between the 42 and 3. They do give him a first down. Lumen up to snap in a hurry. And they spike the ball to stop the clock with 31.
Incomplete spike to stop the clock by Lumen.
Titans up 28-7 here in the late going. They are renowned
second down and 10 for the Titans
for scoring touchdowns at the buzzer at the end of a half. And here is Wilson, long count. Back to throw, a lot of time. Down the side, that's caught! Down to the 20-yard line.
Pass complete to plate down at the 20-yard line.
That was played out of the backfield, a little wheel route.
Hey, Brendan Wilson put it right in Walker Plate's breadbasket. 25 seconds left in the first half.
Clock running, and he kills it on first down.
Brings up 2nd and 10 for the Titans.
2nd down and 10. The ball's right at the 20-yard line. As the Titans try to punch another one in here before halftime, and don't bet against them.
Well, there's so many different ways they can do it.
They send plate out to the left as a wide out. And they throw it the other way, and that was a bad pass intercepted. Way underthrown by Wilson.
Intended for Jack Kelly in the right side of the end zone, and Kelly had a stride on the defender, but Brendan just couldn't get enough gas on it to get it past the defender and into Kelly's hands. So 16.8 seconds left in the first half. Interception by Father Gabriel Richard gives them the ball. Titans lead 28-7, 16.8 seconds remaining first half.
We'll give them just a touch of momentum going in at halftime. And Lumen will get the ball to start the second half.
Just a little bit underthrown. After a pretty good streak of about 5 beautiful passes.
And they just take a knee, Riverview. No Moss there, and they'll get to halftime. Let the clock run out, and we are at the half. And the Titans in full command here at halftime. And Riverview was probably pretty fortunate the Titans didn't punch one in just before halftime. 28-7 here at the half, and it's all Schoolcraft in that other game against Lawton. So right now it's shaping up as Schoolcraft coming here next week in a quarterfinal tilt. But we still have 24 to play here. It's 28-7 for the Titans. We'll be back in 3 minutes on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Get you a quick update on the scoreboard here in a second. A couple stats here. Played 16 carries, 180, two touchdowns. Johnny Teachout with 4 carries for 18 yards. Brendan Wilson hit 4 of 9, 140, 1 interception, 1 touchdown. Leading ball carrier for Riverview is Michael Holskaw, 5 carries, 7 yards. Wisniewski had 4 carries, also for 7. Wisniewski did hit 6 of 11, passing 3 of those to Robbie Henderson. And we sit 28-7 here at halftime. Tom out of town.
You caught me in mid score here. Okay, Division 7, the winner of this one looks like they're going to play Schoolcraft. At last look, Schoolcraft had a 34-10 lead over Lawton. There were, I'm going to check Lawton's Twitter feed again. The last score they've posted was 34-10 Schoolcraft over Lawton, 5:39 to go in the first half. Also in Division 7, Pawama Westphalia had an early 20-0 lead over Kent City. And New Lothrop, in a battle of unbeatens, New Lothrop has a 21-0 lead over Beaverton at the half. In Division 6, it's pretty much all Onstead, as Onstead has a 21-0 lead over Grass Lake at Grass Lake. Looks like they're going to advance and play the winner of Hillsdale and Constantine. At the half, it is Hillsdale 13 and Constantine 7. In Division 8, they've got a dandy down in Reading, where Reading has an 8-6 lead over Cassopolis with 11:42 to go in the third quarter. 8-6 Reading over Cassopolis.
That might be the state title game.
Man. And then in the game over at Chelsea, Coldwater and Chelsea were tied at 7 at the half. Around the state, halftime scores, Brighton leads East Kentwood 28-6. Marine City has a 7-6 lead over Elmont. Pat Fox having a good night at Pontiac Notre Dame as his Fighting Irish lead Ortonville Brandon 33-13. Good game up in Muskegon. Montague has an 11-0 lead over Ravenna. That's at the half. Grand Rapids Catholic Central with a slim 13-6 lead over Sparta. Kalamazoo United 15, Hopkins 14 at the half. Pawpaw 7, Marshall 6 at the half. Lansing Catholic 7, Portland nothing. DeWitt 33, St. John 7. That's a halftime score. Detroit Cass Tech leads Dearborn Fortson 24-7. And West Bloomfield has a 28-0 lead over Plymouth.
Very good. So Schoolcraft, that game would be here next week if Lumen hangs on and Schoolcraft continues their route as we expected over Lawton here next week in round 3. Take a 1 minute break this week in high school sports, and we'll be back here in about 7 or 8 minutes with the start of the second half. We're at halftime on WKHM and WKHM.com. Lumen Christi, 28. Riverview Gabriel Richard, 7.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Spring Arbor Road. Two teams have trickled back out here. We're at the half. And Lumen Christi really dominated in the first half, leading 28-7 here at halftime, couple minutes away from the start. And a very busy out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, this is a busy place right here.
Busy corner.
Unbelievable. Schoolcraft has a 41-10 lead over Lawton at the half. So Schoolcraft will be here, provided the Titans hold on to their 28-7 lead. It'll be Schoolcraft here next week for the regional championship. In the other scores that we have in Division 7, Pawama Westphalia had an early 20-0 lead over Kent City. At the half, New Lothrop has a 42-0 lead over Beaverton. Beaverton was undefeated. In Division 6, it's all Onstead over at Grass Lake at the K105-3 game. Onstead 21, Grass Lake nothing. And Hillsdale has a 13-7 lead over Constantine. Now they're in the third quarter. In Division 8, heck of a game. Reading has an 8-6 lead over Cassopolis midway through the third quarter. And then Coldwater has just scored, so Coldwater has a 14-7 lead over Chelsea at Chelsea, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. One final in this afternoon, Detroit Martin Luther King beat Livonia Franklin 49-15. Around the state, Edwardsburg has a 16-0 lead over Zeeland West. Edwardsburg 16, Zeeland West nothing in the third. East Grand Rapids has a 21-7 lead over Byron Center in the third. It is Birmingham Seaholm over Birmingham Groves 28-7. Detroit Country Day leads Harper Woods 7-6. Both of those were at the half. Brighton with a 28-6 lead over East Kentwood. Marine City leads Almont 7-6. Those were both at the half. Pontiac Notre Dame leads Ortonville Brandon 33-14. Grand Rapids Catholic Central has a 19-6 lead over Sparta. Montague leads Ravenna 11-0. That's at the half. Halftime score, Kalamazoo United leads Hopkins 15-14. Pawpaw had a 7-6 lead over Marshall. Lansing Catholic leads Portland now 14-0 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. DeWitt has a big 33-7 lead over St. John's. West Bloomfield leads Plymouth 28-0. And Detroit Cass Tech has a 24-7 lead over Dearborn Fordson.
For Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson Catholic Schools, West End Farm to Table, part of our group here, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Here's the kick. Lumen falls on it at the 27. Red Wings lead Boston 2-1 after the first period. And we'll join that game after high school football.
We got a stat sheet here. How many Titans first downs did they have here in the first half?
Lumen, 11 first downs to 5. Plate, 180 yards rushing, 16 carries in the first half. And he's got it again. And he has drilled line of scrimmage. Nothing doing there.
Yeah, he went down quickly on that play. Dive off the right side. Loss of one.
Master Giacomo on the stop. A loss of one. It's second and 11.
Tommy Putnam, Joey Papierski, Dalton Hart, Keegan Smith, Jelani Harbor up front. That does not change very often. Matt Saunders, Ross Jerva, the tight ends. And on this play, we have Jack Kelly, Caleb Boyce split out. Saunders in motion, and they pitch to plate. Plate on the cutback. And there he goes, out over the 40, 45, 47-yard line.
I wish you could see that because Walker Plate made that forced defender. He eluded him, and he made him slip to the turf. And what a great run there by Walker Plate as he cut back against the grain. That's his patented move when he gets just a little bit in the open. He's got great speed, but he's got terrific vision as well. He planted that foot, that force man, couldn't do anything about it. He slipped to the ground, and Walker went on almost to midfield. Titans ball first and 10.
Defenders running right by him. He's going the other way. First down, 47. Teach out maybe a yard,
well,
that's
the,
all.
The Titans did try to trap that up front, and nothing doing there.
Carson Solars, the middle linebacker, made the stop. They run a 4-3-4. But when they started the game, really, they had nine in the box, Tom. They were out to stop the run.
Yeah, they had to loosen that up a little bit, and then Brendan Wilson had that nice passing half. I didn't look at your stat sheet yet, but it was very decent.
Yeah, he completed four passes for 140. Here's a flag.
4-4.
Procedure against the Titans.
4-for-9 for 140. One touchdown, one pick, that late interception. Lumino a second, about 14.
Coach Brogan now in his 40th year, a little bit
peeved.
He's a little bit upset with that one. Fourth winningest all-time coach in the state of Michigan.
Pitch to plate, not a good pitch. Plate grabs it, gets back, makes what he can out of it, which was about 3 yards. That pitch was a little behind plate and high. That forced him really to stop,
yeah,
to make sure he caught the ball. And
good job there by Walker Plate
just to eke out that 3 yards. Bring up a third and 11. Just underway here in the third at WKHM, WKHM.com. Brendan Wilson out with the play on third and 11. Titans up 28-7. Kelly in motion. And there's the pass caught by Saunders. He'll be short of a first down by a good 3, maybe 4 yards. But that's a pickup of 6 or 7. That will give Lumen a chance to go for it here at fourth down.
Yeah, they're across midfield. They're definitely in the four down territory.
Yeah, I don't see them punting.
Oh, no, no. Not at the Gabriel Richard 42.
And they punt. They send out the punt team.
Okay. Last time they punted, they picked
Surprise.
Up. They picked up some yardage off that.
Yeah, they ran into the kicker. Maybe they're going to try that again. Brody Dalton at the 40-yard line.
Timeout, Lumen Christie.
Now the Titans take a timeout. Timeout of town.
Yeah, just in from the big dog. Hillsdale scored again, so end of the third quarter. It's Hillsdale 20, Constantine 7. I don't make many predictions, but I thought Constantine would give Hillsdale much more of a battle. So Hillsdale leads Constantine 20-7. Onstead still leads Grass Lake 21-0. They would get together, and that game...
That would be at Hillsdale.
It would certainly be at Hillsdale. Of course, they played each other in the conference a few weeks back.
Fourth down and about 4. Brody Dalton's going to kick. Good kick down to about the 12-yard line. Lumen misses one tackle. And they get it out to about the 20. Host of Titans there.
First play of the fourth quarter, Coldwater has scored again on a 61-yard touchdown run by Matt Gipple. The PAT kick is good. And with 11:48 to go in the fourth, it is Coldwater 21, Chelsea 7.
Yard line here, first down for Riverview Gabriel Richard. Send Robbie Henderson out to the right. He's been a pretty good target for Wisniewski. And they're looking for him again. They throw it out here in the flat. It's caught by Quinn Hess. Cuts back. He has hit hard at about the 28, 29-yard line.
Titan defensive backs hung in there pretty good. They hit him pretty hard. Going to get about 9 yards on that play. Ralph Golden checks in on that right side, replacing Saunders.
But again, they have 14 yards rushing. So I guess it's either pass or don't move the football. And Wisniewski hands it off, and they don't get the first down. Maybe back to the line. Nathan Palumbo, his first carry of the night. And he's one for none.
Junior Brody Dalton again on the tackle. Six minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Lumen Christie leads 28-7. District championship on the line tonight and a trip to the regional. Titans win. It'll be right back here next week.
And Schoolcraft all over Lawton, so they'll be into round three.
I don't think there's any surprise there either.
No. Here's a procedure, and Gabriel Richard just outthinks himself.
Five-yard walk-off remains third down.
Not a good time to take a five-yarder there on third and about a foot.
No.
Now it's third and about six.
I like this cover two look the Titans have been employing. Plate and Basil Hampton are rolled up corners. And then the two safeties are Bradley and Kelly.
Wisniewski rolling, looking, throwing, caught by Quinn Hess. Short of a first down by about probably a yard and a half or so.
Walker Plate made the initial hit, and Riley Aker was over there and cleaned
Riley
it up.
Walker Plate on the stop. Brings up fourth down.
Yeah, good solid tackle. It'll be fourth down about a yard. And you're down 28-7. Looks like they'll go for it here. And this is probably it, Tom, if you don't make this. And Riverview takes a timeout. Let's take a break here. Lumen up 28-7. Be fourth and one when we come back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Fourth down and a yard. They hand it off, and it looks like he's got it out over the 30-yard line.
Palumbo, the ball carrier, that's enough for a first down.
Nate Palumbo has carried it two times for 1 yard. He got his yard right there when they needed it, one, and got a first down. Tom out of town.
Boy, Hopkins now leads Kalamazoo United, or actually Kalamazoo United leads Hopkins 22-20, getting pretty late in the game.
Good game. Gabriel Richard, Wisniewski back to throw. Good protection, and this one's incomplete.
pass to Saskowski. Jack Kelly on the coverage.
That was close there. Kelly might have got there just a tad before the ball, but no flag.
Hey,
thank you.
We're in the fourth quarter down at Reading. Reading still leads Cassopolis 8-6.
Wow, what a war that is.
And then Chelsea has come right back and scored with 8:23 to go in the game. It's now Coldwater 21, Chelsea 14.
Second and 10 here. Joe Wisniewski, the quarterback. Lumen really hasn't gotten to him. See if they can put some pressure on him. Short drop. Intercepted, Kelly. Kelly, 25-yard line. Great read by Jack Kelly. Stepped right into that pass over the middle and picked it off.
Pass was intended for Michael Holdsclaw, and Jack Kelly with a real nice play. Makes that interception, gets the ball down to the Titan 26. They have a 28-7 lead, 4:23 to go in the third quarter.
One of the better secondary plays of the year for Lumen there. Kelly read that quarterback beautifully. They have had some success throwing right over the middle, but not that time. Yeah, Wilson, teach out
the ball carrier
for a yard or so, not much.
In Division 6 down at Hillsdale, Constantine has scored to make this a game. Very early in the fourth quarter, it is Hillsdale 20, Constantine 14.
Second down and a long seven.
And then Pawpaw, after three, Pawpaw has taken a 14-6 lead over Marshall.
Second and we'll call it eight. Here's Plaid, he's loose. Never catch him. Touchdown, Lumen. Plaid, 24 yards. He's over 200. And the Titans are back in the end zone again. Walker Plaid. Sensational night for him. Kevin Salazar out for the extra point. Snap, good kick. Salazar right down central. 35-7 Titans. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
35-7 here, Lumen Christie. Hat trick for Walker Plaid. Another Aspen one-hour heating and cooling touchdown. He has three of them, and the Titans are up 35-7. The run back to the 35-yard line on the kick for Gabriel Richard, and they have a first down. And Wisniewski on a pitch. Holzclaw runs through a tackle by Cole Simpson and gets out over the 40 to the 43.
Over at Chelsea, they have just scored two really quick touchdowns, this time on a pass from Griffin Murphy to Mitchell Reynolds. The PAT kick is good. So Chelsea now, with 6:54 to go in the fourth quarter, has tied it with Coldwater 21-21.
They did the same thing last week,
exactly,
I think, as you recall.
Exactly the same thing to Western, and they scored with about 2 minutes to go to win it.
That was the best run of the night for Gabriel. They got 8 yards there. They had 14 at halftime. Lumen misses a tackle here. He dropped the ball, got it back. And Holzclaw gets a first down to the Lumen 48-yard line.
You follow Mid-Michigan probably more than I do. Lansing Catholic has just scored again to take a 21-0 lead over Portland.
Wow, that is a surprise.
8:17 to go in the game. Who won the first time they played?
Portland.
Wow.
Close game. I think it was a point or two. First down, Gabriel Richard on a couple running plays. And they're at the Lumen 48. Hess in motion. Wisniewski back to throw it. He's going to be, oh, he got away. He's being chased and incomplete on the sideline.
Keegan Smith was bearing down on him and just missed him.
Simpson on the coverage. Second and 10.
That's a big, fast-moving guy.
Holding his hand and wrist there.
Right. Oh, man.
But he stays in the game.
Well, yeah.
Second down and 10. Wisniewski, good athlete, Tom.
Yes,
He's run away from the defense.
Holzclaw.
Time and time again.
Mastro Giacomo. There's some Shepska.
Henderson.
Yeah, they are not bad.
Second down. Juskowski in motion. They throw back, and great coverage by Lumen in the flat. Lose a yard.
Yeah, Jack Kelly was right there as Lepetsky caught the ball, made a tackle.
Wally Gilbert on that tackle for the Titans brings up third and 10.
And they give him the line of scrimmage. Looked like he lost a yard or two, but it's third and 10. Henderson, one-on-one matchup here with Hampton. They haven't thrown to him in a while. Big kid. Rush on. They throw over the middle. And Wisniewski was getting rid of that in a hurry. He was going to get clobbered. Hey, the freshman in the backfield, Ralph Golden, with Ben LaFleur and Wally Gilbert. Fourth and 10. And they've got the punter out there. Hernandez. Nobody back for Lumen. They fake it. Now he's going to kick it. And this rolls all the way to about the 3 yard line.
Ball is down at about the 3 yard line. First and 10 for the Titans.
So Lumen gets the ball at their own 3, and they're up 35-7 in absolute cruise control here with 54 seconds left in the quarter.
You want cruise control? Onstead leads Grass Lake 35-7 with 11:04 left in the game.
Both radio games are 35-7. Teach out burrows out to about the 5. Oh, Keegan Smith real slow getting up there.
Exactly.
And he trickles back. Clock runs with 30 seconds left here in the third. Lumen scored the only touchdown here and lead 35-7. Fake to play, wide open, Riley Aker. They throw a flag. This will come back.
Pass complete to Riley Aker.
And the flag is against Lumen.
Juskowski on the tackle, but there is a flag on the play. Offensive pass interference is a signal.
Might have say Aker kind of pushed off to get wide open there.
Well, how about those pushes last week that nobody ever caught? You know, no official called it.
That'll end the quarter, so.
And at the end of the third quarter,
take a break here. 90-second break, and we'll be back. 35-7 Lumen Christie on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Lumen Christie has a second down and 11. They're back at about the 2-yard line. And there goes Plate. Down the sideline, he has one man to beat. He's knocked down all the way out, 28-yard line. First down, Lumen Christie. That was second and 11 from the 2, and Plate lugged it out to the 28. Tom?
Well, Grass Lake did come back and score real quick, so 9:59 to go in the game. Onstead leads Grass Lake 35-14. But Onstead, it looks like, are going to continue on. Hillsdale now clutching to a 20-14 lead over Constantine, just 2:56 left in the ballgame.
First down here for Lumen. They shift their tight ends. Now they shift them back. And this play... just back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, something was messed up again in the offensive front for the Titans because, again, somebody...
That was Hampton.
Yeah, somebody was able to break through that normally solid offensive line and make that play. So gain of nothing, second and 10.
Yeah, we really shouldn't see played again. He's probably at about 250. Ball's at the 28-yard line.
They're going to have a heck of a game next week.
Yeah, that's going to be fun for a change. Wilson back to throw down the middle. Kelly out there, just overthrown.
Just over his fingertips.
Threw the bomb down the middle. Kelly is limping a bit as he comes back to the huddle. Slightly.
So Cooper Keene will replace Kelly as he's just kind of just with a little bit of a gimp coming off the field.
He got hurt on that pass interception. Third down and 10 for the Titans. Up 35-7. Pitch to Hampton. Oh, and he is wiped out back at the 20-yard line. Best hit of the night for Riverview.
Hey, in Division 8, Reading has just scored again. Reading now has a 20-6 lead over Cassopolis with 5:43 left. So Reading, it looks like, is going to advance. They'll play Lenawee Christian, as Lenawee Christian has a late 28-14 lead over Sand Creek.
Lumen's going to punt here. And that's Dalton. And a fair catch, 48-yard line. Kick was about 30, no return. And check in the Titan defense. Yep. Next week, Schoolcraft, Lumen Christie, and that'll be a tough ticket.
You know, Schoolcraft will go to 10-1. They won the SAC. Well, actually, it was a three-way tie for first place. It was them, Constantine, and Kalamazoo United. They all beat each other, and they all finished 4-1 in the conference. They had a big win last week over Hartford, 57-6. They've got a huge lead tonight, 41-10, over undefeated Lawton. We saw them about 4 years ago on that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that was a great game. The Clark
Titans
went in overtime?
No, was it overtime? It was overtime. The Benny Clark's son, the older one, was fantastic.
Field goal, wasn't it?
And the younger one was fantastic now tonight.
Yep. He was a freshman then.
Right. And you know what? If we end up playing on Friday night, it's 28 degrees right now. It's not too bad. I mean, this is fun.
Wisniewski out in the flat. Nice throw. Lumen misses two tackles, and they'll get a touchdown. Nick Shaskowski,
well,
the way down the sideline.
Yeah, Clayton Bradley both missed on that other side. Something happened with Bradley over there.
First, Riley Aker was chasing him and had a shot at him from behind, missed him, and then two defenders on the sideline missed him, and the sophomore, Nick Shaskowski, zipped right down the sideline all the way for a touchdown of about 59 yards. Extra point good, 35-14. We're back in a minute on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Onside kick here was a wild scramble, but it appeared to me like Gabriel Richard touched that before it went 10 yards. And they're going to give Lumen the ball right at the 50. Tom?
If you can believe this, Chelsea quarterback Griffin Murphy scores on a 2-yard quarterback keeper with a minute and 28 left in the game to take a 28-21 lead over Coldwater. Exactly what happened last week against Jackson County Western.
Unreal.
That's three touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Plate is back in. They pitch to him, and he spins down to about the 40. He's hit quite hard by Robbie Henderson.
Mehon Henderson on the stop. Brings up second down and about a yard.
And that's 9 more yards for Walker Plate.
It's going to be a final in Division 6 here in a second. Hillsdale's got the ball back after they held Constantine on down, so they're down to the last few seconds. Hillsdale 20, Constantine 14.
Teach out. Up the middle for a first down, Lumen Christie. 39-yard line.
Molly with the stop for Riverview.
9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. No Michigan game tomorrow. Of course, we'll have all the scores, Sports Saturday program from 8 to 10, and we'll back that up with the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show right across the network tomorrow morning. Pitch to Plate again. There's the cutback! 20-10-5 touchdown, Lumen. Walker Plate. Give him 39 more. 4 touchdowns. And he's got to be probably over 300 yards rushing. And a patented play, Tom, the pitch.
In his vision.
The toss sweep, and he cuts back.
And good blocking up front. And he was wide open there right at the line, but then he cut and broke away from the defenders, and he can fly with that sprinter speed. That was a 39-yarder.
Big offside dog on the extra point here.
The big dog did just check in and confirm that that is a final down at Hillsdale. So Hillsdale advances. They'll host the regional championship next week. Hillsdale beat Constantine 20-14.
Is he running for mayor down there or something?
He's from that neck of the woods.
Well,
and I mean that.
Well, he's from a suburb of Hillsdale, Pittsburgh. I found out today that's 7 miles From Hillsdale, Pittsburgh.
Suburban Hillsdale.
Yeah.
Jonesville is only 5 miles.
Why would I know that?
You're going hunting with him?
Well, no. McKibben told me he was a bad boy one day and got kicked out of the car by his mother and had to walk home.
From Hillsdale.
From Hillsdale to Pittsburgh. Well, you know he didn't walk that 7. You know he was hitchhiking.
Oh.
You know he flagged down a hay wagon down there.
7-42,
what is it, 42-14?
It's 42-14 after that kick by Kevin Salazar.
And Hester deep, Fall River here.
So what a matchup we have next week. Schoolcraft and their high-scoring machine. They played a tough schedule. Their only loss was to KZU Hackett United, who Lumen beat in overtime in the first game of the year. If you like to do comparative scoring, it really doesn't mean much.
Greg, in the other side of the other region that the winner will play the semifinal against, it's a final now. Cass City beat Elkton Pigeon Bayport Laker 28-2. And so Cass City next week for the regional will play the winner of tomorrow afternoon's game at 1 o'clock at Hazel Park when Madison Heights Madison will play Detroit Loyola.
So Cass City goes to 10-1. Wisniewski still in there, fires over the middle. That is caught. That'll be a first down about 13 yards out to the 48-yard line. That was Robbie Henderson again.
Jason Bradley on the Southwest Titans. First down at the 48-yard line. Yeah,
8 minutes to go in this one.
Not a bad 28 degrees here with that little heater that the Titan Club or somebody brought. It probably warmed it up a good 10 or 15 degrees in here. It's probably 40.
Palumbo on the stop.
Runs for 5 or 6 yards. His best carry of the night. And he's not getting up right away. 42-14.
Ralph Golden back in for the Titans.
Salazar in there at defensive end, defensive tackle spot with Wally Gilbert. LaFleur and Golden up front. Wisniewski throwing, and that is over the head of the intended receiver, Ivan Hernandez.
Not a real good day in Riverview either, as Allen Park has beaten Riverview. Detroit Cass Tech has a 31-21 lead over Dearborn Fortson with 9:14 to go in the fourth. Lenawee Christian has a 41-14 lead over, actually it's a final, 41-14, Lenawee Christian over Sand Creek.
Big fullback, able to turn the corner and get down for about, maybe 15 yards and a first down. Ball's at the 32. Lumen just trying to get out of here without getting anybody hurt.
Monroe St. Mary Catholic won over, I don't even know who they played. They won 44-14. It wasn't Marine City, was it?
No. Option pitch. And Holsklaw. It's a couple yards, maybe a yard. Oh, they give him the 30, 2 yards.
Second down and eight.
Oh, they play. They Monroe St. Mary beat Warren Michigan Collegiate. That was the MC here on this list. So Monroe St. Mary Catholic beat Michigan Collegiate 44-14. They'll advance to play the Montrose Millington winner. That game's tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Linden.
Wisniewski back to throw and fought. Good throw. That's a first down inside the 20. Shiskowski, the sophomore, who ran that long one for a touchdown a moment ago, made the grab 19-yard line. Wisniewski, good thrower.
Yeah, he's not bad, is he? This is, you know, things just got away from him a little bit, but they hung in there. Titans 42, Riverview Richard 14, 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game.
A lot of time for Wisniewski. Finally got hit. And he completes it. Down to the 12-yard line. Yvonne Hernandez on the reception. Tom.
Thank you, Mike Armelli. A final score has Lansing Catholic shutting out Portland to avenge an earlier defeat. Lansing Catholic 21, Portland nothing. Were Portland state champs last year? No, Portland wasn't a state champ last year.
Second down and three. The big fullback is down for what looks like a first down or close to it.
Riley Aker with the tackle for the Titans, but it is enough for a first down. First and goal from about the 9-yard line.
And we have 4.5 to go. 42-14, and Riverview Gabriel is threatening to punch one in here. Late. And we're under 4 minutes. And they fumble, and Lumen comes up with it. First down fumble, and Lumen's got the football. Palumbo coughed it up, the big fullback. And Lumen recovers at the about the 8-yard line. And they'll try to just run the clock out here.
Greg, Reading has just scored again. Boy, that unraveled in a hurry. So in Division 8, Reading has a 28-6 lead over Cassopolis, just a few minutes left. So Reading will advance and play Adrian Lenaway Christian, who pounded Sand Creek 41-14.
Bashinsky out there at quarterback, hands off. They lose about a yard. And Lumen just trying to run the clock here. Get out of Dodge. Schoolcraft in town next week.
Yeah, my last update on Schoolcraft was halftime, and they had a 41-10 lead over Lawton. And Kalamazoo United had a 29-20 lead over Hopkins with 7:05 to go in the game. Real close game for United.
Again, Hillsdale has won tonight. Oh, they advance, and they'll play Onstead, who is winning our game on K105.3. Handily. Look at the burst up the middle. Is that Salazar? Kevin Salazar rumbles out over the 20-yard line.
And by the way, that is now a final as Kalamazoo United beat Hopkins 36-20. It was Schoolcraft coming in here next week. You think about that in that SEC conference, the Lakeshore Division, the three of them tied for first place. Now, Constantine gave Hillsdale all they wanted tonight is Hillsdale beat Constantine 20-14. So those three all beat each other, Schoolcraft, Kalamazoo United, and Constantine. That's a pretty good football. And we've got a good team coming here next week for the regional.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And Lumen runs one for about a yard.
By the way, it's also a final in Division 7 where Pawama Westphalia beat Kent City 41-0. And they're going to play New Lothrop for the regional, as our last score from New Lothrop was 42-0 over undefeated Beaverton.
Yeah, that should be something.
Of course, in Division 7 tomorrow, Charlevoix plays at Iron Mountain at noon. McBain plays at Traverse City St. Francis at Thurlby Field in Traverse City at 1 o'clock. And then Madison Heights Madison plays at against Detroit Loyola at Hazel Park at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Bashinsky missed a handoff, and he's hit behind the line. And we're down 2. Buck 25 left, 42-14. After a slow start, Lumen blew this open in a hurry.
Yeah, four straight touchdowns.
Walker played as four touchdowns, and we'll get an official total, but we believe he's over 300.
Well, the touchdowns were on runs of 31, 65, 24, and 39. That's pretty dominating.
Those are chunk plays, I believe you call those. Third and nine. Salazar running up the middle for a couple. And Lumen will punt it here. They have a fourth and about seven or so.
Hernandez on the stop.
Oh, we're down to 25 seconds. I don't even think they have to punt. Let it run out. And I believe this game will watch the clock run out. And the two teams are shaking hands. And this one's over. Lumen, 42. Riverview Gabriel, 14. We'll have a quick wrap-up, check all the out-of-town scores when we come back in 1 minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Yeah, our two presenting sponsors tonight, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our touchdown sponsor, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And we had a few tonight by Walker Plate. Our Fuller's ChemDry player of the game, Walker Plate, with four touchdowns. We'll see if we get a total from professional statistician John Cummings coming up here. But, again, after a slow start, it looked like Gabriel Richard was going to get a hold right off the bat against Lumen Christie. They looked pretty sharp defensively on that first series, and then they bumped into the punter. A rare kick by Lumen, and that gave Lumen an opportunity to go on a fourth and two. They made the first down, and the roof just caved in on Gabriel Richard. It was Katie Barr the door as Walker Plate ran wild. Brendan Wilson hit a couple big pass plays as they really suckered and sucked in the defense on a couple play action fakes where they had receivers running wide open. and this was history in a hurry. But as we warned you before the game, this was a much better team than the Homer team that they ran into last week. And the team they run into next week will be a lot better than this one in Schoolcraft. They had a 42-point lead at halftime tonight in their district final game. Let's update the scoreboard, Tom.
Okay. Let's start right here at the top. The last score I had, I still can't find anything from Schoolcraft other than the halftime score where it was Schoolcraft 41 and Lawton 10. Also in Division 7, it was Cass City over Elkton Pigeon Bayport Laker 28-2. Cass City advances to the regional final next week against the winner of tomorrow's game at Hazel Park between Madison Heights Madison and Detroit Loyola. Also in Division 7, it was Pawama Westphalia over Kent City 41-0 and New Lothrop over Beaverton 42-7. So that sets up a regional next week at New Lothrop, as New Lothrop will play Pawama Westphalia for the region in Division 7. The other ones, of course, the other region up there in D7 is up in the UP and Northern Michigan, and that'll be both games tomorrow, where Charlevoix is at Iron Mountain and McBain is at Traverse City, St. Francis. In last check, Onstead had a 35-14 lead over Grass Lake. I don't have a final yet from Captain Steve, but Onstead was leading 35-14 over Grass Lake. If they hold on, they'll go to Hillsdale, as Hillsdale beat Constantine 20-14 tonight in Division 6. The other Division 6 game in that semifinal bracket was Monroe St. Mary beating Warren Michigan Collegiate 44-14. They'll advance. Monroe St. Mary will advance to play the winner of the Millington at Montrose game. That game tomorrow is at Linden High School at 2 o'clock. Division 7 final from Mike Armelli, he says that that was a final score. There was no scoring in the second half, and a final was Schoolcraft 41 and Lawton 10. A couple other finals that we had in Division 8, Adrian Lenaway Christian beat Sand Creek 41-14. So Lenaway Christian will go to Reading. Reading has a 28-6 lead very late over Cassopolis. That must have been a heck of a game. That thing was 8-6 into the third quarter.